the legendary Dave Gleason. You'd know him from the Angels, not from the Screaming Jets. We know him as an amazing Australian rock star. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm real good, thanks, Alan. Very well.
Mate, I'm excited about this. I can't believe 40 years since Face to Face has been released. I love that you guys are actually celebrating it.
Yeah, look, it's that means that at 10 years old, I was lying there in my room in a suburb called Cardiff, a little part of Newcastle, and my brother was proudly playing his new Angels Face to Face cassette on the cassette deck. And yeah, look, I've been hooked on the Angels probably ever since I first heard that album.
Hooked on to the point now that you're the frontman for them. How does that pressure feel doing that?
Well, it was probably a little bit daunting at the start. That was 7 years ago. But I had some, you know, great encouragement from John and Rick, and even pretty well one of the first. We'd been probably done a few gigs. We went over to Japan and played on the same bill as Barnsley. And Barnsley actually said to John and Rick they'd made a great choice to get him in the band, because obviously Doc had left by this stage. Mm-hmm. I didn't kind of push him out of the band. And then even Doc himself, I spoke to him only a few months before he died, and he said that he'd heard good things about it, and he didn't want me to think there was any bad blood between me and him. So I just kind of took my cues from those people, and yeah, 7 years on, it feels like feels natural.
No, that's great to hear, mate. I understand you hurt your foot recently. How'd you do that?
Oh, mate, I'll tell you what. It was the gout, mate. I get the gout every now and again, just like Harry Kuehl.
I was expecting some rock star answer, mate, where you kicked an amp or you like...
No stories like that. That makes it even worse. So when I get up on stage, I just pretend nothing's happening, and then when I get off, I'm in terrible pain. But
geez, how are you now?
I'm good now, mate. It's, there's a list they give you when you get it the first time. It's got about 50 things on it, from tomatoes to shellfish that you should avoid. Beer's on it, but I'm getting to that last. I'm crossing everything else off. I've got another about 46 things to go before I start ruining beer out.
Yeah. Now, mate, you are very busy at the moment. Obviously, you're the front man for the Angels, but also Screaming Jets, you're still rocking with them as well. How are you doing? How do you divvy up the time?
Yeah, well, it's luckily got the same agent, so that helps. But just recently, we played over Rotto 4 or 5, 6 weeks ago. And I was doing the Red Hot Summer Tour with Susie Quattro, the Baby Animals, Moving Pictures, Chocolate Starfish, and both the Screaming Jets and the Angels. So I was pulling double duties on the day, and that was all right. It was only 2 45-minute sets. It was just the heat was a bit full on, but... Yeah. No, I guess it's two different things. The Jets is I can say whatever I want because I'm the contractor, and you know, me and Paulie call the shots, and you know, kind of it's been that way for the last however many years. It's only been me and Paul as remaining original members, but as far as the Angels, mate, I've got to get up there and deliver those songs that everyone holds a very special place in their heart. I've got to get up there and deliver them as best I can, and make sure that they're faithful to the original, so they're two kind of different hats. So it's I'm a singer. I love being on stage. Try getting me off.
Well, mate, you do talk about those songs having a special place in everyone's hearts. Yours as well, it sounds like, mate. Looking forward to seeing you at the Charles Hotel on the 23rd of June for that face-to-face 40 Years On tour, mate. It's going to be amazing. Thanks for the time today.
No worries, mate. The Charles is one of the best sweaty rock rooms in the country, if not the world. So we'd love to get over there and rock out with everyone.
Excellent, mate. Thanks for the chat.
Cheers, Alan. Thanks, mate.
So now I have the Southwest editor on the line, Jamila Dawson. Good morning to you.
How you going?
I'm doing well. Let's talk about what's coming out in the Busselton Dunsborough Mail. First off, a Girl Guide Hall potentially being demolished.
Yeah, that's right. So the city of Busselton is planning on putting a new road in called the Eastern Link. And if that goes ahead, then the Girl Guides and Busselton Historical Society are pleading for a certain building to be saved.
Okay, and also just on the city of Busselton as well, the ranger has said that there's been a disturbing amount of dog attacks.
Yeah, that's right. So the City of Busselton Ranger and Emergency Services Coordinator Ian McDowell said that there in 2014 there were 60 dog attacks, and then in 2017 there were 117 dog attacks.
Wow, that is a big increase.
Yeah, and so they're saying that, you know, people need to be more responsible in terms of how they actually fence their pets.
Mm, and I guess taking them out for walks and all that sort of stuff, just pet management, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people have sort of expressed their concern on social media, which is where we kind of were alerted to the problem.
Mm, okay, makes sense. And in sport this week?
Yeah, so on the weekend, the Yelling Up hosted a longboard titles event.
Well, that's like the huge, like, Hawaiian-style surfboards, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. If you check out the photo in our paper, you'll see the surfboards are just massive. So
yeah.
It would have, I mean, the talent, I think, would have been really outstanding.
Yeah, no, it sounds pretty cool. And everyone, yeah, definitely check out those pictures there. Thank you so much for the chat today.
No worries. Thank you.
Suswati on the line to chat about the Southwest Multicultural Festival. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, this event's been running for 13 years. You must be excited for it.
I'm very excited. Very, very excited.
Where was it originally to where it is now?
It started 13 years ago, and a few people were... I think one of the people were Dalavan Meek. They all thought that there was a need of doing this festival to celebrate the diversity of the community.
Mm.
From there, we have come a long way. The audience has increased from 200 people to 7,000 people.
Wow.
And funds and finances have gone up. And now we... can't do it ourselves. Before, we used to volunteer and do all the jobs and run around like headless chicks, basically. But now we have the luxury of hiring people, very efficient people like Joel McGinnis and Joe O'Day,
mm-hmm.
who are our event coordinators, and they do a fascinating job. We also have Di Stewart, who helps us with the stage and the entertainment. So, yeah, so this is how much we have grown, and
yeah.
People know about us, and everybody says that it is a great job that we do, and it's one of the iconic events in Bunbury.
Absolutely. What are we expecting to see on the Saturday?
Flavor, music, color, whatnot. The new addition this year is our experience zone, where we have gotten our feedback that the community members want more hands-on cultural experiences.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what they are going to get in the experience zone. So please head to the experience zone and soak up the cultural experiences. There will be board games. There is a board game from India called Carom Board. So go and... play it and have the experience of playing it. There are some games from Cambodia. There will be some other workshops, face paints, and these are some of the few.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be absolutely fantastic. People want more information, they can just Google Southwest Multicultural Festival. All the details come up there. Thank you so much for the chat today, and hopefully you have a great time.
Thanks.
Alan with you this morning, producer Aaron with me as well. And you were with me yesterday. We went out in Geograph Bay to check out the awesome races that are happening, the boat races. Really, really cool to get out there and experience it all. We had a mate that took us out on his boat.
Yeah, Rod from the Geograph Bay Yacht Club, and appreciated the hospitality from everyone down there at the yacht club
too. It was really, really cool to see, getting nice and close to all these boats while they're, racing. And we got some great footage as well. That's all up on the Facebook page, Triple M Southwest. If you're in Busselton today, you can actually see it from the jetty if you're wondering why all these boats are... looks like they're kind of out of control, but really they know what they're doing. But it's so awesome to see. But something I wanted to bring up with you, mate, because you were sitting at the front of the boat. I made that mistake early on, but I going, oh no, it's all right, I'll sit in the back.
You offered it up. I thought it was madness. So I was like, yeah, right, I'll sit in the
front. Had the chair and I was just kind of being thrown around in the back.
Rookie mistake. Yeah, go on.
In the back. But the thing I wanted to bring up with you is just, I looked over at one point, I'm filming stuff and taking photos, and I saw you, one point you're talking to the guy, and he's driving the boat. And then next minute I see you eating a sandwich that you just kind of helped yourself to.
It was after the show, we hadn't been for brekkie and I was starving. That's the backstory.
So you just helped yourself to one of his sandwiches.
I didn't help myself, he offered.
Did he?
Yes, he did. He offered you one too, which you politely declined. There were three rolls.
But all I see is that you just like going through his bag of food.
I was famished. He offered. I didn't stooge him out of his lunch.
If that's the case, yeah. Then when we were leaving, you took some to go as well. He's not a BP, mate.
We successfully got through nailing one sandwich on the boat. Wasn't seasick. Got straight off. I thought, all right, well, I'll down the second. You didn't want yours, so I took the third as well. What?
Well, mate, just offering
his... You can't knock back free food, Al.
But you took it with you to go.
Wonderful rolls too from the Chicago Club. Good tucker down there.
Just ridiculous. Yeah, full video is up on the Facebook page, Triple M Southwest. I can't believe you, but just taking the guy's sandwiches.
Can't believe.